Okay, new Masechta here in Dafyomi land, and we start Maseches Tainus, and today's shiur will be about the topic of Tefillah, the topic of the mitzvah of Tefillah, which the source of it is on today's daf, Beis Aman Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara tells us, talking about the context of asking Hashem for rain, Maskirin Gvuros Geshamim. The Gemara says, Uminolan Tibitfila. So how do we know, after proving that there's a concept of asking for rain and praising for rain, how do we know that it's in Tfila? How do we know that? That's where we're supposed to ask. That's the context. Uminolan Tibitfila. Ditanya La'avaz Hashem Alokechem Ula'avdo Bechol Avavchem. To serve Hashem in and with all one's heart. How do you serve Hashem with your heart, in your heart? We know how to serve Hashem with our bodies, right? We do mitzvahs, we wear tzitzis, we wear tefillin, we eat kosher. So how do we serve Hashem with our heart? Havi omer zu tefila. You serve Hashem with your heart, with tefillah, with davening, because davening is in the heart. And that's the Gemara. V'ksiv Basra. It says right after those psukim in Shema, v'nasati mitar artzachem bi'ito yoru malkosh. She talks about rain. That's how we know that rain and asking for rain, the context, has to be with the backdrop of tefillah. So how seriously do we take this line of the Gemara? That is, as we know, a major machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam tells us this line of the Gemara is a real limud, it's a drasha gemura. And that is, there's a mitzvah daraisa to David every single day of our life. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Mitzvahs aseh lehispalel b'chol yom. It's a mitzvah daraisa to David every single day. Shene'emar, our Gemara. Shene'emar v'yavata Hashem alokeichem, v'piyeshmu alamdu shavodazu hi tefillah. Shene'emar l'avdo b'chol avavchem. Amru chachamim ezu yavodesh yivalev zu tefillah. The Rambam adds, Ve'ein minyan hatfilos min haTorah. Ve'ein mishnah hatfilah azos min haTorah. Ve'ein letfilah zman kavua min haTorah. All the details of davening are rabbinic, are derabbanan. What the words that we daven, the times that we daven, the number of tfilos that we daven, that's all derabbanan. Which is interesting, not for our sugya now, but we're saying on a daraisa level, there is no specific time to daven. That's all derabbanan. So is davening a zman grama? Or is it not a zman grama? Right? Is it time bound? Because on a Torah level, there's no specific time. Just midrabbanan, there's the rabbanan gave times for when to daven, the concept of zman tefila and the like. So that's what the Gemara talks about, where the women and women do have to daven. But the Rambam says that all the other details are derabbanan. Ulefichach, says the Rambam, nashim avadim chayav mitfila, that's how women are obligated, lefishi mitzvah say, shelo azman grama. Elachiyah mitzvah zu kachi, what is the mitzvah daraisa? The one detail that is daraisa is the structure of tefila. Sheehadam mischanein umispalel b'chayom, that we praise Hashem. First that we praise, and then umaget shifcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachakach shol tzrachav, then we ask, beseech, shu tzarech lahem bevakasha ubitchina, v'yachar kach nozin shevach v'hodoy al Hashem. And afterwards we thank, ala tova sheyishpi alonu kolecha lefi kocha. Rav Pinkus writes in one of his svarim on tefillah, interesting that that detail is daraisa. The detail of not just approaching Hashem and asking. We have to create a context first. First we have to praise, we have to recognize who we're asking from. That concept is daraisa, according to the Rambam. Right, that we have to praise, we have to mention our connections. Right? Usually, if you have to have a meeting with somebody who's very important, you go out there, they have no idea who you are, and then all of a sudden you say, "Well, you know, my grandfather was." Oh, that's okay. Now we're talking. So whenever we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, "You know, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov." Oh, okay. Now we're able to start the conversation. But that's daraisa according to the Rambam. Those the beginning. But that is what the Rambam, so the Rambam takes our Gemara seriously. It is a drasha Gemara. The Rambam, and the Rambam also says this, before we get to the Ramban, the Rambam also says this in Mitzvahs Aseh. Hey, the fifth Mitzvahs Aseh that there is in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The first mitzvah about doing something. The first mitzvah is Emunah. The second mitzvah is believing in the uniqueness and the Yichud Hashem, the singularity of Hashem. Then Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And then mitzvah number five is davening. Is tefillah. Habitzah chamisha shetzivanu la'avdu yisala. V'kvar nechbal tzivu yizeh pamayim. Omar, it says in Mishpatim avatam l'Hashem alokeichem, and it says in Reiv osos avodu. There's a number of different psukim that talks about the tzivuy of serving Hashem in one's heart. Interesting which one the Rambam quotes. But the Rambam here says v'lashem sifri la'avdo zu tefillah. Good. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban argues, as is well known, and the Ramban says this Gemara is an asmachta, is a rabbinic hint. We connect it to a mitzvah daraisa, to a pasuk midaraisa, but really there is no obligation to daven every single day, says the Ramban. You might say that if you read this Gemara in Tainas Dabez, it sounds like the Rambam. It sounds like a real drasha. But the Ramban says, I have a Beferish Gemara in Brachas, Adaf Chafalach, which says Beferish, Kriyash Maz Daraisa, and Tfilas Darabanan. So how could the Rambam say that Tfilas Daraisa? So you have to put all the Gemaras together. But the Ramban has ample evidence on his side to support his claim as well. Kemosha Amru, Shilinya Balkari, Shakari Kriyashma, Mavarach Alamazon, La'acharav, a Balkari says Kriyashma and says Berchas Amazon. Veinu Mispalel, Vehelu Atam, Bazeh, El Kriyashma, Berchas Amazon, Daraisa, Tfila, Darabanan. Or the Gemara also says, if I'm not sure if I say Kriyashma or not, I have to say Kriyashma again, because Kriyashma is Daraisa. If I'm not sure if I davened or not, I don't daven again, because Tfila is Darabanan. So how did the Rambam work out those Gemaras? That's not for us now. But this is the Ramban Shita. Elavad, I call Inyan Tfila, Eino Chova Klal. Davening is not an obligation at all. Aval hu mimidos chesed habore yisparach aleinu. It is Chaz de Hashem that he allows us to daven. It's a kindness that he gives us. It's an opportunity that he gives us. Sheshomea va'one b'chol kareinu elav. He listens and he answers. B'chol kareinu elav. We might not get the answer that we want, but he answers, and that's what we believe. Shomea va'one b'chol kareinu elav. V'ikr akasu v'lavdu b'chol levavchem. So what does the pasuk mean? It says, serve Hashem in your heart. So the Ramban says, often there are general psukim that don't relate to a specific action. Serve Hashem in your heart. What is it? That dafka has to be prayer? It can mean a lot of things. Serve Hashem in your heart. Just like, be holy, kadoshim tiyu. The Ramban makes a big deal about kadoshim tiyu and v'asisa yashav atov and many of these general psukim. V'ikar akasav alavdom chalavavcha mitzvah asay shetiyah kolav odosenu lakel yisbarach b'cholav avenu. All of our avodah should be with all of our heart to Hashem. Klomar b'kavana ritzuya shleima lishmo ube'ein hirhur ra. Without having any negative thoughts. Lo shenasa mitzvos b'lo kavana. We shouldn't do mitzvos without thinking. O al hasafek ulai yesh b'em to'elas. Is this really going to help me? Is this really something that I should be doing? Is this going to be productive for my spiritual life? So we shouldn't have any sfeikus. That's what the pasuk means really. Serving Hashem with all your heart. Don't have any place in your heart that you're not serving Hashem with. Ki'inyin, v'yahavtas Hashem alokecha b'chalavavcha. It's similar to serving Hashem and loving Hashem in your heart. The Ramban then adds, again, as is known, I'll agree with you with one context that it's daraisa. That I agree davening is midaraisa. Olomar, says the Ramban, shenis palel elav be'es hatzaros. V'tihiyena einenu v'libenu elav levado keine avadim al yad adunayhem. When there's a time of personal or national danger, calamity, so then we have a chiyuv to turn to Hashem. The Ramban says, Eis Tzara, that's Daraisa. That's not this pasuk. Our pasuk in Tainus Dabez, that's the pasuk of, that's an asmachta, that's serving Hashem in your heart in general. But there's a different pasuk in Parshas Baloscha, where the pasuk says, V'chisavo melchama ba'aretzachem, alatzara soereschem, when there's an enemy, v'arayosem b'chatzotzros, v'nizkartem lefnei Hashem alokeichem. Right, blow with trumpets and pray, and then Hashem will remember you. V'hi mitzvah kol tzara v'tzara shetav ala tzibur, litzok lefanav b'tfila u'b'tshura. We have to daven and scream out to Hashem in prayer and in trumpets. That's also part of the tefillah, but that is the shita of the Ramban. So we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Magen Avraham assumes in Siman Kuvav that most hold like the Ramban. That's where the Magen Avraham has his comment that, oh, what about women? Women are yotze with moda ani, eza bakasha, they say in the morning, which is a big discussion in the Achronim. Eza bakasha, just a little prayer. How does that work? Even the Rambam says that you have to have the structure. Shelach bakasha hoda. Do the women have that with a little bakasha? Okay, but we're not getting into the chiv of women, but that's the Magen Avraham, and many discuss. There are a number of Achronim that say the Ramban has to be a little deeper, though. According to the Ramban, you don't have to, midaraisa, there's no concept of davening, you don't have to daven. It's just a nice idea, according to the Ramban. Right, Rav Asher Weiss writes in one place, and I've heard him say it a number of times. You could be a complete Jew without davening. Chas v'shalom. On a Torah level, it's okay, you don't have to daven? No. The Ramban does not think that there is a formulation of obligation in the Torah. It's not formulated as a tzivui. So I'm not going to count it in one of the 613. But of course, you can't be a full Jew without davening. And he compares this to the Rambam's Ish of Eretz Yisrael. Right? You could be a full Jew without living in the land of Israel. Every parsha in the Torah talks about living in the land of Israel. So the Rambam doesn't count it for a certain reason. And much ink has been spilled. Where does the Rambam count it? Where does he put it? What does he hold? So again, so he says, as a mashal, the Rambam's Ish of Eretz Yisrael is the Ramban's tefillah. And that is, they're not counted as a separate mitzvah saseh, because of the language that is used in the Torah, but of course it is a yesod gadol in Yahadus. But even halachically, they quote b'shem Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that even the Ramban, who holds that there is no chiyuv d'oraisa to daven every day, if we do daven, there is a kiyum d'oraisa. It's definitely recognized on a biblical level. Even if midaraisa, there's no obligation, but it's recognized on a daraisa level. And he quotes the Emek Bracha quotes from Reb Chaim. That where do I know this from? The Gemara says Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim. There's a mitzvah daraisa for the Kohen to give a bracha each day. But the Chazal say that has to be in the context of avoda. Has to be in context of a Kohen just can't go up like in the middle of nowhere and start making the bracha and giving a bracha to Klal Yisrael. You need the context of the Amida, of Avoda, right? In the context of, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, in the context of Avoda, that's where the Kohanim gave the Bracha, Berachas Kohanim. So, today, nowadays, so you're going to tell me that according to the Ramban, all of Berachas Kohanim is only Durabanan, because we don't have Avoda, Daraisa, because Davidic is only Durabanan. So how can you have Berachas Kohanim, Daraisa in a rabbinic context? So it has to be, said Reb Chaim, that even the Ramban feels that the Chiyuv is not Daraisa, but the Kiyum is Daraisa. And when we daven, we are creating prayer that's recognized on a biblical level, and therefore, Berachas Kohanim can be Daraisa as well. Af Lasover, and I'll read the Emek Bracha. Af Lasover, and the Tefillah Durabanan, Hainu Davka Chovas Tefillah, to me Daraisa like a Chiyuv Lispalo, Aval Le'inyin Hat'inyin Hat'Tefillah, but the Inyan of Tefillah Havimi Daraisa Lekuliyama V'Mispalal Shaper Mekayim Mitzvah Daraisa U'Mikri Avoda. Why does this make a difference? So the Achronim quote a fascinating question. Fascinating question. It goes back to the Radvaz. 500 years ago, the Radvaz was asked, what happens if there's a Kohen that's davening and he's still in the middle of the quiet Shemona Esrei, and all of a sudden the Tzibur gets up to Birchas Kohanim, and he's the only Kohen in the shul? What does he do? What does he do? So there's a separate question. What does the tzibur do? This is even not so clear in the Mefarshim. If I am not a Kohen, I'm a Yisrael, and if I'm in the middle of the quiet Shemona Esrei, and then the tzibur gets up to Berachas Kohanim, what do I do? So I know, if they get up to Kedusha or Yehi Shmei Rabbah, then I stop and listen. Right? Machlokas Rishonim, that's what we paskin, like Rashi, in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, that Rashi says, you stop and you listen, and you have your cake and eat it too. It's not a call to Hefzik in Shemona Esrei, but it counts as you're getting some credit for Kedusha, even though I'm just listening. What about a Kohen? What about during Berachas Kohanim? Am I supposed to stop to listen and to listen to the Berachas Kohanim? That's a machlokas achronim, Rav El Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Not so clear in the earlier poskim. But what about the Kohen himself? So the Radvaz has this question in Chelek Dalet, Sibin Reish Sadi Gimel. Kohen omid betfilav higiyesh liyatzibur la'avoda imposig va'ole leduchin levarech es Yisrael. Does he get up, walk out of his place where he's davening, go up to the duchin and give the bracha? So he says, mistavrali, shim ein sham kohen acher posig va'ole leduchin umivarech. Yes, he gets up, he goes, he says brechas kohanim, and then he goes back to where he was standing and he continues. As long as he didn't delay longer than it could have been to complete the entire Shemona Esrei. Right? If he's maybe, Shiloh, what that means also. Does that mean what he has left? Does it mean how long Shemona Esrei takes in general? Okay. V'yalta, but then the Rabbah says, Al Tatama, don't wonder. Shrei Birchas Kohanim, he mitzvahs aseh min haTorah. Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'atfilah, af al pi shehi. So now what? So if you didn't look at the Radvaz, you might have said, right, that the Emek Bracha and other Achronim say, well, Tefillah is Rabbanan, according to many. So maybe that's why Berachas Kohanim wins. Berachas Kohanim wins because Berachas Kohanim is Daraisa and Tefillah is Rabbanan. So maybe this is a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, maybe you wouldn't, because you're osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, right? I'm in the middle of a mitzvah d'araisa, so I'm patur from, you know, too bad on the tzibur, right? On the I'm patur from the other mitzvah. But so some achronim quote this idea. If you look in the Magen Avraham, he quotes this from the Radvaz, and it sounds like it's totally d'araisa the Rabbanan. But if you look in the Radvaz himself, the Radvaz says, no, no, no. Even if tefila is d'araisa, you do this. Even according to the Rambam, v'hatfila avavishi mitzvah asei shel Torah ein zmana v'lo sidura v'lo shiura. We just said all the details of the Rabbanan, right? What we say is the Rabbanan, and the time is the Rabbanan. V'shelo lahafsik elami the Rabbanan, being mafsik during Shmona Esrei, that's a Rabbanan problem. That's not a daraisa problem. Hilkach. That's why the mitzvah daraisa berachas kohanim is doche the halacha derabanan of time and being mafsik in Shmona Esrei. V'dami mamish letzibur shein lam kohen alash lechzibur belvad. It's similar to where the chazan is the only kohen. What do we say? We say he turns around and dochins aval says the Radvaz emisham kohanim achirim levarich es yisrael bazani rosh al yafsik betfilaso. He says, if there are other kohanim in the shul, he doesn't have to get up and go. Why not? It's his mitzvah daraisa. V'im tamar hari over below sisa be isarase. Right? He said, what do you mean? If the tzibur says kohanim, he doesn't go up. Right? He's supposed to go up. Right? It's a problem. He says, no, because he's osik. He's osik in something else. Hakanami lo shnak. Even though osik betfilaso avavisha shle tzibur kore kohanim eino mazhir el lepnuyim. He's only calling those who are free. Come on in, who are able to, come on up. They're not included, and therefore, if there are other Kohanim, he doesn't, shouldn't not be mafsik, so that is the Radvaz. So again, you might have said it's totally on the Machlokas, Ramam and the Ramban, but we end up saying that it is not totally on that, even if he's the only Kohen, so then he should go up and do Brechas Kohanim. And if there are others, then he shouldn't. That Emek Bracha, the Emek Bracha says, interesting Ha'ara, in that piece, he has a piece on Berchas Kohanim here. So he quotes, again, the Magen Avraham quotes this Radvaz, who sounds like, again, if you just read it from the Magen Avraham, that it's totally Daraisa Rabbanan. So he said, if you look at the Radvaz, no. But then he says, Veli Nira, maybe the Kohen could try to time it that he'll be in the middle of Shomea Tfila. You know, when they get it to Berchas Kohanim. And in Shomea Tfila, you're allowed to add anything you want, any type of bakasha. So Berchas Kohanim is no worse than any other bakasha that you might want to add. So he says, "Im omid b'Shomea Tfila l'kulei alma muter lalos l'dochim l'lisa kapav ve'ein zahafzik to b'Shomea Tfila muter l'hosif bakashas v'lishal al tzrachav bein tzrachi yachad bein tzrachi rabim." And therefore, there's no problem with the Kohen going up then. So you might want to time it if you can't finish the whole Tfila to do that. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik. Within Rav Soloveitchik's Torah has a well-known comment where he talks about this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam that says it's a mitzvah daraisa to daven every single day, and the Ramban says no, only based sara. Rav Soloveitchik says on a deeper level, maybe they both agree that the only time you have to daven daraisa is based sara. The machlokas is how to define a sara. The Ramban says a sara means somebody's sick, I don't have parnasa. Tzara, and there's a national danger, that's Tzara. Maybe the Chiddush of the Rambam is that life is an Eish Tzara. And every day we wake up, who knows what's going to be today, right? Past performance is no guarantee of future results, right? And therefore, who knows what's going to be in the future? So every day we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day that we need Him, and we have to show that we're dependent on Him. So who says that life is just, there's no autopilot in life. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, really life is an Esara. And the Machlokas, between the Ram and the Rabban, is just how to define Esara. The Kinas Sofrim, which is one of the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has this idea as well, a couple hundred years before the Rav Soloveitchik. So he says, Vani ban yilo zechisi lahavin, eich yitachin etzlo. So every day, Every day is an Esara, says the Kinas Ofrim. Again, this is the pshat that we've given to Rav Yeruchim gives in Bnei Yisrael when they daven in Parsha B'Shalach. At the Kriyas Yamsuf, they were surrounded by the Mitzriyim and the Yam. So Rashi quotes there, Tafsu Umnas Avosam. They davened and they grabbed on to the Umnas, what their forefathers did in davening, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And asked Rav Yeruchim, Dafka now at Kriyas Yamsuf? And what about earlier? Earlier in history in Mitzrayim, they didn't daven, Lo Tafsu Umnas Avosam? So Rav Yeruchim says, now they're modeling for us the exact message of what tefillah is about. The Egyptians are behind them, the Yam is in front of them, there's only one way to go. And that's up. Right? The only way to go, there's no other way. They're stuck. They feel the pressure. That's the root of tefillah, is tafsu umnas avosam. The first person who davened in history, the Ramban points out, is Kayin. Pasha, the first pasha, the one to daven in Beferish, in the Torah. Right? That was Esara. That was Esara. Again, there's many more sources that we can relate to this. Maybe just one final point. And that is, why is Eis Sara? Let's say the Ramban Kipshuto. Why is Eis Sara? Why is that so different? Why is that a mitzvah d'araisa as compared to all others? So maybe it could be related to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses whether non-Jews have to daven. Whether non-Jews have to daven. Chelik Beisim and Chathay. Rav Moshe says, no, not every day. But they do have to daven Beis Sara. So somebody's sick in the house, even non-Jews have to daven. Why? Because that's a function of Emunah. Function of Emunah. If something is happening and I don't turn to God, what does that reflect? I think things are haphazard. I think that things just happen in life and there's no one in charge. By not turning to Hashem, that's what I reflect with my actions. So that's why even a non-Jew has to have a chiyuv of Emunah, to believe in God, and therefore at Esara, even non-Jews have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's why Esara is different. There are other rites to this as well, but we'll leave it for now. Again, we could spend many hours on the mitzvah of Fila, but at least a little bit here, Tainas Dabeis, Avodah Shebelev, Zu Tefillah. Okay, we'll stop here.